The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston Kai has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln today. It's day number two of the 2013 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Today, a Class C2 semifinal matchup. The Hawkettes of Houston St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Panthers out of Hershey. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this morning. St. Cecilia coming in. A record of 22 wins, 4 losses on the season. The Hawkins taking care of Sutton yesterday, winning by the score of 50-34. Meanwhile, Hershey, they beat North Platte St. Pat's by the score of 53-34. That was the fifth time this season those two teams had played. And Hershey wins the overall series 3-2. And now Hershey is into the semifinals here today to take on Hastings St. Cecilia here this morning. Hershey is making their sixth appearance in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. In fact, the win yesterday was their first win ever in the state tournament. So Hershey coming in after a big win yesterday over North Platte St. Pat's. Of course, Hastings St. Cecilia, they are here for the 13th time. They were here in 2011. They won the state championship that season. Hawkins also winning state titles in 1979, 1978, and in 1977. They were a state runner-up in 1982. So Hastings St. Cecilia and Hershey here today in the semifinals. The winner plays for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock again at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They'll play the winner of the game coming up next between Crofton and Homer. Crofton, the number one ranked team, the number one seed in Class C2. They are very good. We had a chance to see them yesterday as they destroyed North Bend Central 54-19. Homer is a team that beat Aquinas Catholic yesterday 54-39. So those two teams will play at 10:45 this morning, and then the winners will play tomorrow morning at 9 for the state title down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We're sneaking up on game time here today. Yesterday we played at Lincoln East. Today we're at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. We'll come back and have a couple of words with Hastings St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle as our New Tech Seats pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back in the New Tech Seeds pregame shows. We get you sent for the Class C2 semifinals today. Hastings St. Cecilia and Hershey. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coach a win over Sutton yesterday in the quarterfinals, 50-34. It was a great basketball game yesterday.
It was a good game. We jumped out early on and thought maybe we'd really put them away early, but that didn't happen. They had a nice second quarter, got back in the game to make it tight at halftime, and then it just seemed like that second half, we made it difficult for them everywhere on the floor.
They pulled within one a couple of times in the third quarter. Then you held Sutton scoreless for about 4 minutes of the ball game. A great defensive effort for you guys.
It was, and the pace was good for us, and we got out and a little confidence going, a little momentum, and so to speak, and did a good job that second half.
Typical first game at the state tournament. A few jitters here and there.
I think so. I think that happens with every group, no matter even if you've been here before. It's always those nerves and those jitters early on, and first time you get out there, you're always a little excited and anxious. And so good to move on after that first day. That first day sometimes always the toughest.
You find a way to win despite not having Alyssa Stropper or Morgan Nikla in your offensive scheme. They scored 3 and 5 points respectively, but you found a different way to win yesterday.
And that's the way this group is. There's not any girl that averages 10 or more. There's a lot of girls that can score here or there, but they really play as a team. Whoever's got a hot hand is going to lead us in scoring that day. And so that's one thing nice as we move on that other teams can't key on. But at the same time, we want Morgan and Alyssa to contribute more as we go.
One person who had a hot hand was Chandra Farmer. She scores 12 points in the ball game with 10 in the fourth quarter, 6 coming from the free throw line.
Yeah, she banged her elbow there in the third quarter, and I think that kind of got her going. She got a little determination going and did a good job that fourth quarter. Made a couple of really tough layups for us and made a lot of free throws.
Face Hershey today here in the semifinals, a team that is 21-4 in the season. They outlasted North Platte St. Pat's yesterday, 53-34. You had a chance to watch Hershey yesterday. What'd you see?
Some good players. You know, the number 11 is a real good player. She's left-handed. She goes to the basket, attacks the basket, probably better than a lot of teams we've seen this year. Their guard play, they got some quick guards who can handle the ball. And we may have a little advantage in the post, but they do have a big girl inside who can rebound and put baskets in on offensive boards. And so they're just a good team.
A team that maybe relies on their guard play a little bit. Like you said, they got some people inside, but the Miller girl outside is very good.
She is. What really concerns us is what are they going to play defensively? They played a 2-3 zone yesterday defensively. They play a man-to-man against McCook earlier in the year. So, you know, we don't know exactly what they're going to do. I think we can have some success against either one, but, you know, that may determine what we do defensively, what we can, as far as zone man, where we can be. And so a lot of things are going to come out here in the first quarter.
It's a good defensive team, too. They give up only 32 points per ball game.
Yeah, and you know, put the ball in the basket and play defense. That's the name of the game, and they do it well, and that's why they're 21-4, whatever their record is, and they're just a good team. Well, the one thing we hope we can get to is their bench. Their bench isn't exactly strong. If we can get a pace going and where they maybe get a little leg tired being the second day and get their bench involved, we think we can have some success.
You want to push the ball today with that in mind?
Well, we want to make them work, and that's the one thing when you don't have a big bench, you get a little leg tired, then the shots don't fall. It's harder to rebound. All those things come into play on that second, third day, and so that's one thing we're hoping hopefully hang our hat on is our bench being better than their bench.
Now we come back here to Pershing for the semifinals. This is always kind of an awkward place to shoot. As far as if you're a shooter, this is not the place to come.
Well, like the movie Hoosiers, it's still a 10-foot rim, and so you know you can't get too excited. Even the background's different. Everybody has the same thing in their driveway, so it's not that big a deal. It's just a matter of going out there and shooting the ball like you know how and putting it through the hoop.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Tile, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on The Breeze.
Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring. So they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, welcome to the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today. Day number 2 of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Action on the Breeze this morning as the second-seeded St. Cecilia Hawkins will play third-seeded Hershey here this morning. St. Cecilia 22-4 in the season. Hershey comes in a mark of 21 wins and 4 losses. Checking some other semifinal action today. The other game that's going on here at the 9 o'clock hour is going to be in Class A at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Millard West against Lincoln Southeast. The other game, Bellevue West against Omaha Central. Class B tonight, we'll have Beatrice taking on Norris in the first game at 7, followed by Seward against Grand Island Northwest at 8:45. Class C1, Kearney Catholic against Wahoo at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Sports Center. We'll have that game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR today, beginning at 1:50. Shadron will play Pierce in the other semifinal game at 3:45. Class D1 will go tonight here at Pershing. Pender against Emerson Hubbard at 7, followed by Guardian Angels, Central Catholic, and St. Mary's at 8:45. And then the Class D2 semifinals can be played this afternoon here at Pershing. Fall City Sacred Heart in the first game against Osmond at 2 o'clock, followed by Lindsay Holy Family against Wynot in the second ball game at 3:45. Wynot taking care of Giltner last night, winning by the score of 80-53. We'll get to the starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to start the same way as they started yesterday in the ball game. Josie Jackson, a 5'5" and senior. Jackson averaging 3.9 points per ball game. Clara Hamburger, a 5'9" and sophomore, averaging 8.4 points per game. Alyssa Schropp is a 5'5" and senior, averaging 8.5 points per game. Morgan Nicola is a 6-foot junior, averaging 8.3 points per ball game. And Olivia Thomas, a 6'1" and senior, she is averaging 7.6 points per ball game. For the Hershey Panthers and her head coach Jeremy Thomas, they will start with Dainley Miller. Miller is a 5'10" and senior. She is averaging 13.3 points per ball game. Brooke Frederick is a 5'5" senior, averaging 6.9 points per game. Megan Hyatt is a 5'5" junior, averaging 10.5 points per ball game. Taylor Baker is a 5'7" junior. Baker is averaging 7.5 points per ball game. And then Maddie Seaman is the girl inside. She is 6'1" and a junior, averaging 7.5 points per ball game. Again, Hershey, a team that's averaging 51.3 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 32.6 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia is averaging 52 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 34.7 on the defensive end. We had a chance to watch Hershey yesterday. They are very good. Their guard play is a very good, maybe the best we have seen in a while. You're going to hear a lot from Dainley Miller here today, as Miller is getting the job done for Hershey. She is averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals per ball game. St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here today, trimmed and lettered in the blue, just the opposite for Hershey. They're going to be in their blue uniforms today, trimmed and lettered in the white. We're set to go at the Pershing Center here in downtown Lincoln. It's day number 2 of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, presented on the breeze today by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, and by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. You've been listening to the New Tech Seats pregame show on the breeze, and we are ready for the tip-off here today. Hastings St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right. Olivia Thomas into the center circle here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Maddie Seaman in there for the Hershey Panthers, and we're set to go. It's the semifinals in Class C2 here this morning at the Pershing Center. It's going to be Hershey controlling the opening tip. They'll shoot to our basket to our left as we view it. Floor level here today at Pershing. St. Cecilia going to start off in a man-to-man defense. Here's Miller with the ball. Miller gives it up now to a Hyatt. Her shot from three is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose, and it's brought down here by Hershey. An offensive board. Hershey has got the ball. Here's Miller. She throws up a 15-footer. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Three shots of the hole there for Hershey. Finally, Maddie Seaman gets the field goal to go down. Out for the offensive rebound. 2-0 is the score. Hershey has got the lead. St. Cecilia comes back. Hamburger drives, shoots, and scores. Where Hamburger gets the first field goal for St. Cecilia. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Just underway here at the Pershing Center. Here comes Miller back with the ball now for Hershey. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Miller, jump pass down low. Seaman grabs the ball, surrounded there. Her pass is going to be deflected by Nicola, and the ball is brought down by St. Cecilia. Going up the far sideline is going to be Alyssa Schropp. Bounce pass to Hamburger. Her shot off the window, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Hamburger is going to be whistled for a foul. Hamburger misses the easy shot just from the right of the basket. Then she's whistled for the personal foul. The first foul on Hamburger, the first team foul on Hastings St. Cecilia here in this first quarter of play. 2-2 is the score. This is a Class C2 state semifinals today on the breeze between Hershey and St. Cecilia. Here come the Panthers back the other way. Hyatt has got the ball, dribbles inside, dishes off to Seaman, shot good. Maddie Seaman has got both field goals for Hershey. Dribble penetration there by Megan Hyatt. She took the ball right down the lane. 4-2 is the score. Hershey with the lead. Thomas at the other end bobbles the ball and a traveling violation. Hamburger took it down the lane. Dishes off to Olivia Thomas. She bobbles the ball a little bit before she goes up for the shot. She's whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. They average 13 in the season. 4-2 is the score. Hershey has got the lead. Honkins now applying pressure here in backcourt. There's a Brooke Frederick with the ball now for Hershey. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Hyatt with the ball. Back outside. They get her down here. Now they throw it inside again to Seaman as she goes over there on the far sideline. Bounce pass down the lane. The shot is up there and in. That's going to be Megan Hyatt driving to the basket. 6-2 is the score now. It is Hershey out on top. St. Cecilia comes back the other way. A driving layup by Nicola, no good. Tip try by Thomas, no good. Follow shot up and in by Claire Hamburger is up and in. Hamburger with 4 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia getting 3 shots of the hole there. 6-4 is the score. So a fast-paced game. That's what St. Cecilia wants today. They feel they can get into their Hershey bench. Hershey is not very deep. The Panthers come back with a basketball. That's Megan Hyatt with the ball. Megan Hyatt on the right side of the lane. Feeds it inside again to Seaman. Her shot is up and in. Maddie Seaman, 3 field goals here in the early going. Olivia Thomas having problems with her inside. 8-4. Hershey has got the lead. Here's Nicola driving the ball to the basket, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. 8-4 the score. Hershey has got the lead with Maddie Seaman scoring 6 of the 8 points here. And here comes Sandra Farmer in the ball game. Here comes Chanel Farmer. Sandra Farmer got banged up a little bit yesterday. Her left elbow has still got a protective pad around it here today. She came back to score 12 points yesterday against Sutton, including 10 in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia inbounds the ball here, and a personal foul is going to be called on Hershey. And going to the free throw line is going to be Morgan Nicola for St. Cecilia. Nicola averaging 8.3 points per ball game. She's a 71% foul shooter. She had just 5 points yesterday in that win over Sutton. As Morgan Nicola goes to the free throw line for the first time here today. Her shot is up there, and the shot's off the left side, no good. St. Cecilia shot the ball well from the free throw line yesterday. They were 15 out of 20 from the stripe. Nicola did not get there. Morgan will have one more shot here. 8-4 is the score. Hershey is out to an early 4-point lead over the Hawkettes. As Morgan Nicola prepares for her second shot. It's up there, and the shot good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Kitten coming out. It's going to be Olivia Thomas. So an 8-5 ball game just underway here at the Pershing Center. Day number 2 of the 2013 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today on the breeze. Dribbling the ball is going to be Megan Hyatt. Megan Hyatt switches hands as she dribbles into the forecourt, and immediately she's going to be fouled and applied by Chanel Farmer. Chanel just checked in there and gets whistled for the personal foul. First one on Chanel. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes. It'll be Hershey inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Megan Hyatt will inbound the ball. She gets it into Miller. Miller out here in three-point territory brings it back to Megan Hyatt now, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Megan Hyatt comes over here to Brooke Frederick, dribbling with the ball. Back to Megan Hyatt. High left side. Megan Hyatt dribbling with the ball back out here in the three-point territory. Chanel Farmer goes for the steal. Hyatt gets away, dribbles to the top of the three-point arc over to Frederick on the right wing. Dribbles inside, spins, puts up a shot up there, no good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger gets the rebound down to Sandra Farmer. Runs back the other way. Farmer bounce pass to Chanel. Back outside to Hamburger. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Now kicks it back out to Sandra Farmer. Over to Chanel. Takes a long three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Miller. Miller has got the ball. Gets it ahead now to Taylor Baker, who's into the ball game for Hershey. On the wing, there's a shot taken by Hyatt. It's up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Girls State Tournament today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Also by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center and by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. We're at the Pershing Center. 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. 8-5 the score. St. Cecilia trailing by 3 points here in the state semifinals. Hamburger dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Dumps it away. Tipped away. Picked up by Hamburger. Back outside is Sandra Farmer. Down to Chanel deep in the corner. Chanel Farmer, two-handed pass, goes to Nicola at the elbow, dribbles down the lane, bounce pass over here to Erica Kitten. Her shot is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Miller. She's being attacked. The ball is taken away. Taken away by Nicola. Drives, shoots, and scores. A backcourt turnover on Hershey. Nicola gets the driving layup. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 8-7 to score now. Facing St. Cecilia down by a point. Hawkins play a man-to-man defense with the ball. There is going to be Miller. Miller dribbling with it. Nicola falls down. Miller takes it to the far sideline. Down on the baseline. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Taylor Baker. Rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Nicola. Nicola for St. Cecilia. Now to Chaffal Farmer. Three on two. Back the other way. Chandra shoots for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hershey. Running back the other way. Megan Hyatt for the ball. Three on two. Back the other way. Here's a Frederick. And now a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on St. Cecilia at the 3:30 mark in this first quarter. This is going to be team foul number three on the Hawkettes here in this opening quarter of play. It'll be Hershey inbounding the ball right in front of us here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Nicola. That's going to be her first. Here comes Alyssa Schropp back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Olivia Thomas will check in. It's going to be Miller inbounding the ball here for Hershey. As she gets it in, left side of the lane to Seaman, who's back into the ball game. Now to Miller. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's going to be Carly Wright with a rebound. It's Chanel Farmer. Long pass down the floor is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Thomas. Thomas gets it back out to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Chanel Farmer scores for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have the first lead of the ball game. 10-8 is the score. Now with 3 minutes to play here in quarter number one from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. There's Taylor Baker. She takes a three. Her shot's going to be short. No good. Chandra Farmer with a rebound. Chandra Farmer runs her back the other way down the lane, and it's going to be knocked out of her hands. It nearly goes out of bounds, but it's saved there. Now Chandra Farmer gets the ball back. A three-pointer put up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hershey. Taylor Baker with the ball. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be overthrown. Frederick can't catch up with it, and it goes out of bounds. So Hershey trying to run with the Hawkins there. And they threw the ball out of bounds. That's the second turnover on Hershey in the ball game. And now Panther head coach Jeremy Thomas wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in quarter number one from the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln. Easting St. Cecilia with the lead. It's the Hawkettes 10, the Panthers 8.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you today here on The Breeze and also online at flatriverpreps.com, also at kliqfm.com. Hastings St. Cecilia 10-8. They've got the lead here over Hershey in the state semifinals. Alyssa Schropp goes over to Josie Jackson on the wing on the right side. Schropp, top of the key, back to Jackson. Jackson looking inside. They can't get it to Olivia Thomas, covered up right now. As Hershey has gone to a zone defense, Carly Wright gets it out here. Here's a long-range jumper by Schropp that's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here to Frederick now for Hershey. Gets the ball away in backcourt to Maddie Seaman down the right sideline to Miller. Miller dribbling to the ball with her left hand, comes across the top, throws it down in the corner. That's Frederick with the ball now to Leigh Miller as she lobs it inside again to Jenna Young, who's into the ball game. Down to Miller, drives the ball inside, runs into Chanel Farmer, and a jump ball is called. Miller driving the ball to the hole and runs right into Chanel Farmer. A jump ball is called there. And the arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the third turnover on Hershey here in the ball game. Dainley Miller for Hershey takes it inside, and she's definitely the threat for Hershey, but runs right into Farmer. A jump ball is called there. St. Cecilia gets it back. Here's Josie Jackson for three. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be long from three. And the rebound comes down here to Hershey. Miller, long pass ahead, gets the ball to a Megan Hyatt, pulls up, shoots a long-range jumper, is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, it's loose, picked up by Seaman, her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Personal foul here will go on the Hawkettes as Maddie Seaman picks up the offensive rebound there, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Alyssa Schropp. That's going to be her first foul on Schropp. That's going to be team foul number four on the Hawkettes. Maddie Seaman to the free throw line. She's got 6 points already in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. She was one out of two from the free throw line yesterday in their 53-34 win over North Platte St. Pat's. That's her first free throw of the day. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Seaman looks up there. Second shot, good. Hershey hit 18 out of 30 from the stripe yesterday. And we ourselves a tie ball game now here in the Class C2 state semifinals. 10-10 the score. St. Cecilia and Hershey battling here this morning. Alyssa Schropp has got the ball, comes over to Jackson. Now to Schropp, the Chanel Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Chanel Farmer, two-handed pass across court. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Nicola. Nicola drives the ball down to the baseline, gives it away to Josie Jackson outside to Schropp. Schropp at the top of the key. 1:11 to play here in the first quarter. Nicola out to Chanel for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Thomas has the rebound. Thomas gets it back out to Schropp. Top of the key. Dribbles inside. Down to Nicola. Jump pass comes over here to Jackson. Her long-range jumper is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hershey. Jenna Young with a rebound there for the Panthers. Down to Miller. Long pass down the right sideline to Hyatt. Hyatt pulls up. 10-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by Hershey. And a follow shot is no good by Munson. And a foul is called. So Hyatt couldn't convert. Munson got the rebound. She is fouled in a play, and now she'll go to the free throw line here. Brooke Munson in the ball game now for Hershey, a 5'8" sophomore. She's averaging 1.4 points per ball game. Hershey does not have much of a bench. They're going to play between six, maybe seven girls in the ball game here today. Munson's free throw is up there and in. So Brooke Munson gets the free throw to go down, and now Hershey has the lead again over St. Cecilia. The score is 11-10, with 45 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter from Pershing. As a Munson will have one more shot here. She will eye the bucket. Brooke Munson taking her time here at the free throw line. Now throws it up there. The shot good. But she hits a pair of free throws, and now Hershey is out on top of St. Cecilia by a score of 12-10. Hawkins back in their offensive zone. Chandra Farmer comes out here to Schropp. Now to Farmer again. Right side. Comes back out between the circles to Schropp to Nicola. Now to Claire Hamburger. Back out to Schropp. Chandra Farmer on the wing on the right side. Dribbles once. Two-handed pass. Cross court. Hamburger. Her shot from 15 is good. Claire Hamburger just inside the ring. Scores there. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins come back to tie things up at 12 points apiece. Stanley Miller has got the ball here on the near sideline. Picked up by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Down to 10 seconds to play. Miller's got the ball in 3-point territory. Goes over on the wing. That's a Megan Hyatt with the ball. Megan Hyatt dribbling. Goes over to Miller. Miller takes it inside the free throw circle. Throws up a shot. It's good at the buzzer. Does it count? Yes. Danley Miller, an off-balance shot inside the free throw circle. Throws it down through the hole, and Hershey will have the lead at the end of the first quarter. First quarter in the books today at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. The score is Hershey 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 12.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. State semifinals in Class C2 here today. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Hershey by a score of 14-12. Long-range jumper here by Baker. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. St. Cecilia has the ball. The Hawkins here in the second quarter of play. Chandra Farmer dribbles the ball right to the top of the key. Stops right there. Farmer has to get rid of it. She does. Gets it out here to Schropp. Down to Farmer. Farmer brings it back to Schropp on the wing on the right side. Hershey still in his own defense. Schropp trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Comes back out to Farmer. Now to Hamburger. Back out to Farmer. Right side to Alyssa Schropp. Trying to dribble the ball again. She takes it back out here in the three-point territory. Double team goes to Hamburger. Entry pass to Nicola. Drops it down low to Thomas. Shot is up there and in. Nicola gets the assist. Olivia Thomas gets her first field goal of the ball game. And now we're tied up at 14 points apiece here in the second quarter. Miller goes over there to a Megan Hyatt. Moves it down to the baseline. There's a jumper up there. It's going to be up and in. Taylor Baker throws up a three-pointer from the deep right corner for Hershey. That gives the Panthers a three-point advantage at 17-14. Here comes Alyssa Stropp quickly back into the offensive zone. Stropp here on the right side, dribbling to the ball. Bounce pass, comes out here to Sandra Farmer. Farmer holds the ball above her head, brings it back to the wing on the right side to Stropp, to Hamburger. Back out, top of the key. Sandra Farmer, now to Hamburger, dribbles at the elbow. Gives it away to Nicola, dribbles the ball down the lane to the basket. She goes and her shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. 17-16, Hershey with a one-point lead. Back with the ball is Megan Hyatt here for Hershey. Hyatt comes over to Miller down in the corner. That's going to be Taylor Baker with the ball. Back outside, down to Miller, dribbling the ball. St. Cecilia has gone zone. Down in the corner, here's Baker. Her shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola, and she's fouled in the play. That's going to be Brooke Frederick picking up the personal foul for Hershey. That's going to be her first foul. That's team foul number one. Actually, team foul number two on the Panthers here in this first quarter of play. High school basketball from the girls' state tournament brought to you in part by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. And by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. 17-16 the score. Hershey with a one-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here in the state semifinals in Class C2. Chanel Farmer thought about the three. Goes inside instead to Nicola. Her shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola had just 5 points in the ball game yesterday against Sutton. She's got seven already in this ball game. And the Hawkettes go back out on top by a score of 18-17. 5:44 to play here in the first half from Pershing. Inside to Seaman. Now out here in three-point territory to Nae Miller. Miller brings it out into three-point territory. Megan Hyatt holds the ball. Backs up now against Chanel Farmer. Moves it down in the corner to Miller. Shot for three. Good. Nae Miller hitting a three-ball there. She had 13 points yesterday in the win over North Platte St. Pat. She's got five so far today. And now it's a 20-18 ball game in favor of Hershey. Hamburger's got the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes over to Sandra Farmer. Entry pass to Nicola. Back outside to Hamburger. Takes it down on the baseline. Her running one-hander is no good, but she's fouled into play. They go on Jenny Young. Young picks up her first personal foul for Hershey. Team foul number three on the Panthers. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Claire Hamburger. Hamburger was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line yesterday. She scored 6 points in the ball game against Sutton. Hamburger, a 61% foul shooter during the regular season. She was 21 out of 34. As the first free throw today, rims off of there, no good. Hamburger will have one more. Back into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Josie Jackson. Coming to the bench will be Chandra Farmer. 20-18. Hershey has got a 2-point lead over St. Cecilia in the state semifinals. Next shot is up there, it's good. Hamburger hits 1 out of 2. And Hershey has been to the state tournament 6 times. Yesterday, they picked up their first win ever in state tournament action. That was a big one over North Platte St. Pat's, one of their big rivals out west. 20-19 is the score. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Nicholas. So St. Cecilia gets the ball back. Chanel Farmer dribbles inside, puts it up there, left-handed shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Battle for the loose ball. Round down here by Jackson outside to Nicola. Shot is up there from 17. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Seaman now for Hershey. Seaman gets the ball away. Running back the other way is Megan Hyatt, 3-on-2. Her pass deflected, picked up by Miller down in the corner. Miller sends the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away from Seaman. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hershey basketball. The ball deflected out of there by Olivia Thomas of Hastings St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Hershey inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Danae Miller will inbound the ball here. Gets it over here on the left side to Taylor Baker. Baker behind his screen. Now moves it to the right side of the floor. Gives it up now to Megan Hyatt. Hyatt being attacked out here by Chanel Farmer. Megan Hyatt comes over here to Miller. The ball tipped away right in front of us. And it's going to be a pushing foul here on Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Second foul on Nicola. That's going to be team foul number, team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes here in this first half of play. And today Miller will inbound the ball right in front of us here for the Hershey Panthers. Into the ball game now is going to be Brooke Frederick for Hershey. Going out is going to be Megan Hyatt. So now we're going to have a switch, and Taylor Baker will inbound the ball for Hershey. Here on the near sideline, Baker gets it into Miller out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia has gone back to a man-to-man defense, a flash zone here in the second quarter of play. Here's a Miller with the ball down the lane. She goes. Her pass is going to be deflected by Thomas. Olivia grabs her back for St. Cecilia. Down to Nicola. The Chanel Farmer drives, shoots, and scores. Nicola gets the assist. Chanel gets the field goal. Farmer's now got 5 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia reclaims the lead here. 21-20. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Pershing Center. Miller's got the ball, moves it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. He's got it back on the wing now. Danae Miller dribbling with the ball, takes it to the top of the key. There's a pass down in the corner. That's going to be Frederick. Her shot for three is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. Seaman had it. Lost it out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. The Hawkins will have it coming back the other way. Here comes Alyssa Schropp back into the ball game. Girls basketball coverage today brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 21-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Chandra Farmer with the ball out to Chanel out here in three-point territory. Chanel Farmer looking inside. Nothing there. Comes out to Alyssa Schropp at the top of the key. Now to Chanel. Lobs it inside to Nicola. Double team. Nicola drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Chanel. Dribbles inside. Now to Nicola on the baseline. Drives it toward the goal. And shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola a lot more aggressive offensively today. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out to a three-point lead. 23-20 is the score in favor of the Hawkettes. Danae Miller has got the ball back in the offensive zone now. Well, the Hershey Panthers dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Maddie Seaman. Now to Miller, 4-3. Shot is up there. She buries it. Today, scoring there, a three-pointer. She got 8 points in the ball game here for Hershey. Here's St. Cecilia back with the ball. We're tied up at 23 points apiece. St. Cecilia's got it back out here. That's Sandra Farmer. Goes over to Chanel. She'll take a three ball. That's way off of the mark. No good. And the rebound is loose in the lane. It's brought down here by Miller. Bailey Miller brings the ball back up the floor here for her. She pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound Farmer. Chanel Farmer has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Goes to the far sideline to Alyssa Schropp. She's on the dribble back the other way. Pulls up. She shoots a shot from the elbow. It's going to be wild. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Frederick for Hershey. St. Cecilia not shooting the ball real well. Not a lot of teams do here at the Pershing Center with the layout of the floor here, and there's so much empty space behind these baskets out here. Takes a while for teams to adjust. There's Danley Miller with the ball now for Hershey. She throws it over here on the wing on the right side to Taylor Baker. Top of the key to Young. Now to Miller. Bounce pass inside to Seaman. Shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hershey ball. Last touch by Olivia Thomas, who got the block down there on the Maddie Seaman. It's going to be Hershey inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here's Carly Wright coming into the ball game. Sandra Farmer comes back into the ball game. Josie Jackson comes back in for John Kyle and the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hershey will play the ball in. This is Seaman on the far sideline. Maddie Seaman drops the ball down into baseline. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Miller out of bounds. Miller runs into a lot of traffic down there with Jackson. And also Sandra Farmer. Miller lost the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Hershey here in the ball game. We're tied up at 23 points apiece here in the state semifinals in Class C2. Minute 45 left now here in the second quarter. Sandra Farmer gets away, dribbles it to the free throw line. Out to Hamburger, takes it down on the baseline. She's trapped there. Her pass comes back out on top. Sandra Farmer has got it. Hershey is back to their man-to-man defense here. They feed it inside. That's going to be Kitten with the ball. Back out to Sandra Farmer, top of the key. Josie Jackson down to Carly Wright. Sandra Farmer, 4-3. Shot is up there. She buries it. Sandra Farmer knocks down a three-pointer. That's her first field goal of the ball game. The Hawkins go back on top, 26-23. St. Cecilia with the lead with a minute and 11 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Here's Miller with the ball out in three-point territory. Drives it against Hamburger all the way to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wright. Carly Wright gets it out to Sandra Farmer. John Kyle says, let's run her back up the floor here. Sandra Farmer hustles into the forecourt. Farmer, bounce pass over here. Josie Jackson. Jackson is open in three-point territory. Passes up the shot. Goes down to Kitten. Out to Sandra Farmer. Top of the key. Down to right at the free throw line. The Hamburger back out to Sandra Farmer. Sandra holds on to the ball here. Hershey is back to their zone defense. Here's Jackson out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Throws it out to Hamburger on the far sideline. She takes the ball inside. Her shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger dribble penetration to the hole. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has opened up their biggest lead of the ball game now. 28-23. The Hawkettes have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Pershing Center. Miller has got the ball. Miller goes over there to Megan Hyatt. Her shot from 12 is up there. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Here comes Sandra Farmer back with 10 seconds. Long pass ahead to Jackson. Jackson sends it inside. That's going to be a Kitten with the ball. Back outside to the far sideline. A three-pointer put up there and in by Hamburger. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. Hamburger knocks down a three-pointer. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top here at halftime, scoring the last 8 points of the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead at halftime to score. It is the Hawkettes 31, the Hershey Panthers 23. You're listening to high school basketball today on The Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Lady Bluehawks on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Bluehawks!
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today. The Class C2 state semifinals. Hastings St. Cecilia on an 8-0 run to end the first half. And the Hawkettes have the lead here over Hershey by a score of 31-23. A real dagger there in the first half as Claire Hamburger hits a three to end the quarter. And St. Cecilia will go into the locker room with an 8-point lead, 31-23, over Hershey today. Halftime show is presented by Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, the toy department, even the wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, located at 1115 West 2nd Street in Hastings. So it's been kind of a seesaw battle throughout much of this first half of play. Neither team able to break away. It was St. Cecilia grabbing the early lead at 14-12. Actually, it was a 12-12 ball game, and then Hershey scoring the final 2 points in the first quarter to make it a 14-12 ball game. We were tied up at 14 points apiece as St. Cecilia hits a field goal early in the second quarter to play, and neither team really broke away. We were still tied up at 23 points apiece with about 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. That's when St. Cecilia goes on the 8-0 run here to end the quarter, and the Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 31-23 in this basketball game. Claire Hamburger's had a tremendous first half here for St. Cecilia. She's got 12 points in the ball game, including that three-pointer to end the second quarter of play. She's got the 3 2-point field goals. She's got that. Actually, she got 4 2-point field goals and that three-pointer to end the second quarter. She's also 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Claire Hamburger has got 12 points here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Morgan Nikla has got 9. She has got 4 field goals and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Hawkettes, Chanel Farmer, she has got 5 points in the ball game. She's got a 3 and a 2 for her 5. Chandra Farmer has got a 3-pointer for 3. Olivia Thomas has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia 2 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Danely Miller is leading the way for Hershey. She has got 8 points in the ball game. She's knocked down a couple of trays and she's got a 2-point field goal, so she's got 8. Manny Seaman scored 6 points early against Olivia Thomas in the first quarter. She had a couple of free throws in the second quarter, so Maddie Seaman has got 8 points in the ball game. Taylor Baker has got 3 on a 3-pointer. Megan Hyatt has got a field goal for two. And Brooke Munson, two out of two from the free throw line. She has got 2 points. Hershey is four out of four from the free throw line here in the first half of play. So St. Cecilia using an 8-0 run there in the last couple of minutes of the second quarter. And the Hawkettes have the lead here at halftime by a score of 31-23. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show today on The Breeze. Welcome back. Get some more halftime information right after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Enjoy new carpet in your home at great savings. One room of the whole house. Basic carpet installation is back at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Shop our showrooms in Hastings and Kearney through March 1st. Select carpet for one room or the whole house and receive basic carpet installation for just $99. And with Carpet One's exclusive beautiful guarantee, we'll guarantee you'll love your new carpet or we'll replace it free. Beautiful, made affordable. Only at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show today here on The Breeze. We're in the Class C2 state semifinals. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead over Hershey by a score of 31-23. It was not a good day for local teams yesterday in the state tournament. Holdridge was beaten by the four-time defending champs in Class B, the Seward Blue Jays. Took them into overtime, but Seward finally beats Holdridge by the score of 50-43, the final score. Last night, Grand Island Northwest came up winners over McCook, 61-34, so Northwest will play Seward in the Class B state semifinals at 8:45 tonight over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Kearney Catholic, they struggled yesterday, but they finally held off Norfolk Catholic, 39-31. Kearney Catholic will play Wahoo in the state semifinals in Class C1 this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Sports Center. We'll have the game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR beginning at 1:50 this afternoon. Minden, they were beaten last night by Pierce in the quarterfinals. The Blue Jays over the Whippets by a score of 59-36. Another team, Giltner, they lost last night to Wynot by a score of 80-53. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage here over Hershey. The score is 31-23 at halftime here today at the Pershing Center. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We'll come back right after this.
Now's the time to come into Godfather's Pizza in Hastings for the Super Specialty Feast. During this limited time offer, customers can get a medium Super Specialty Pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and our new Streusel Monkey Bread, all for only $21.99. What a deal. Let Godfather's Pizza do the cooking for you. Located at 14th and Burlington in Hastings, or call ahead at 461-0386 and we'll have your order waiting. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. With a You Get More Superstore.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Lady Bluehawks on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings, or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Blue Hawks.
The Breeze 94.5.
Back here at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, the other game is going on, Millard West and Lincoln Southeast. That's over at the Sports Center. And Millard West has got the lead over Lincoln Southeast by a score of 22-11. 22-11, Millard West with a lead over Lincoln Southeast. That's a halftime score. The other game in Class A will have Bellevue West taking on Omaha Central today. That goes at 10:45. Beatrice and Norris, Seward and Grand Island Northwest in Class B. Semifinals in Class C1, Connie Catholic and Wahoo, Shadron and Pierce. Class C2, St. Cecilia and Hershey, Crompton and Homer will play the next ball game. Pender, Emerson Hubbard, and Guardian Angels Central Catholic St. Mary's will meet in the Class D1 state semifinals. Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart and Osmond, Lindsay Holy Family, and Why Not. We've got the second half coming up here at the Pershing Center. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show in the Breeze. We'll have the third quarter in 1 minute.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Come back, Claire Hamburger picks up right where she left off as she gets a little runner on the baseline there. It goes down through the hole. She's now got 14 points in the ballgame, 33-23. St. Cecilia on a 10-0 run now. That bridges the second quarter to the third quarter. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Megan Hyatt. The rebound comes down to St. Cecilia, running back the other way. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Schropp. The ball is loose, and now a jump ball is called. In the first half of play, St. Cecilia hit 13 out of 29 shots. Meanwhile, Hershey was only 8 out of 25 from the field in the first half here at the Pershing Center. St. Cecilia tacks on another field goal here in the third quarter to make it a 10-point ball game, now at 33-23. Now Hershey throws away the inbound pass. Taylor Baker right in front of us throws the ball toward the baseline. Cutting the other way was, I think, Megan Hyatt over there. And if all goes out of bounds, Hershey turns over for the fifth time, and now St. Cecilia has a chance to add to their 10-point lead. It's been a while since Hershey's been able to score here in this ballgame. Hamburger for three. Your shot's going to be no good from the top of the key. Rebound comes down to Brooke Frederick as she runs her back the other way, all the way to the basket. Her shot no good. She misses the driving layup. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Runs her back one-on-one against Miller. Holds up now as Hamburger comes out here in the three-point territory. Jackson out of Hamburger. Shot up there and in. Claire Hamburger is on fire for St. Cecilia. She's got 16 points in the ballgame, 35-23. Hawkins on a 12-0 run now. Here comes Miller back with the ball for Hershey. Panthers have it, working against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. Miller from the top of the key. Her long-range jumper is going to be good. They say her foot was on the line, so Daly Miller finally gets one to go down for Hershey. That breaks a huge run there for St. Cecilia. 35-25. Now a traveling violation is called over there on Hamburger. Hamburger trying to throw it up from the wing is whistled for the traveling violation. So St. Cecilia on a 12-0 run, bridging the second quarter to the third quarter. And finally, Daly Miller gets the field goal to go down for Hershey to make it a 10-point ball game, 35-25. Here come the Panthers back with the ball. Megan Hyatt has got it. Now to Miller out here in three-point territory. Miller takes it to the top of the key. Right on her face is going to be Nicola. Dribbles behind his screen. Now dumps the ball off inside to Seaman. Her shot on the baseline is no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Maddie Seaman will go to the free throw line now for Hershey. 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's now a 35-25 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. That is the first personal foul on the Hawkettes here in the second half. Alyssa Schropp picks up the foul. That's her second. Maddie Seaman to the free throw line. 2 out of 2 so far today. And her shot is up there and in. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. She was 1 out of 2 from the stripe yesterday when Hershey beat North Platte St. Pat's. Hershey played North Platte St. Pat's for the fifth time yesterday. And they won it in the quarterfinals. Next shot is up there. It is good. 35-27 is the score. St. Cecilia now with an 8-point lead. Alyssa Schropp comes back with the ball for the Hawkins. Comes to Hamburger here on the near sideline to Nikola. Out to the top of the key. That's Schropp with the ball. Now to Claire Hamburger on the wing. Left side to Schropp. Now to Josie Jackson on the right wing. Entry pass to Nikola. Gets it down in the corner to Olivia Thomas. Now to Nikola. Nikola circles around. Contact made. And we got a foul called. Nikola runs in a couple of Hershey defenders over there on the right wing. And the personal foul is going to be called here on Brooke Fredericks. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 on Hershey here in the second half of play. Coming into the ball game is going to be Jenna Young. Frederick will go out. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Chanel Farmer into the ball game. Plays it into her younger sister, Sandra Farmer. Now to Chanel in the corner. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Nikola. Nikola throws it back out here to Chanel Farmer. Now a timeout is called as Claire Hamburger lost a tennis shoe. Claire Hamburger was down on the floor, lost her tennis shoe, and we've got a timeout called here from St. Cecilia. Quick TO here, 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Third quarter, St. Cecilia 35, Hershey 27.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia inbounds the ball here. They've got the lead. Chanel Farmer on the wing. Chanel brings it out to Sandra Farmer, top of the key. Sandra Farmer dribbles once, goes over to Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Back out to Sandra Farmer. Dribble penetration inside the lane. Kicks it out here to Chanel Farmer. Now to Sandra for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good, and the rebound comes down to Miller. Danley Miller has got the ball now for Hershey. It's an 8-point ball game, 35-27. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Megan Hyatt with the ball. St. Cecilia stays with her man-to-man defense. Megan Hyatt out here in 3-point territory. Now to Miller. Miller picked up out there by Chandra Farmer. Miller gets away, dribbles to the top of the key, goes on the right side, and the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Baker launching up a shot there, and she had it knocked out of bounds there by Morgan Nikola. So it's going to be Hershey inbounding the ball here from the near sideline with Taylor Baker. She'll inbound the ball. Guarding the out-of-bounds play is going to be Hamburger. Play comes in to Miller, who throws it back out here to Hyatt. Cranks up a three-pointer. Shot rims off, no good. Offensive rebound by Baker. Now we got a foul call that's going to go on Chanel Farmer. Chanel Farmer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes here in this third quarter of play. It's going to be Hershey inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. They come away out here to Megan Hyatt. Now to Miller off of a screen. Takes it to the elbow. Backs up. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nikola. Runs her back the other way. A long pass down to Florida. Chanel Farmer. Down to Hamburger. Shot good. Claire Hamburger scores. She has got 18 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. She averaged 8.4 during the regular season. And the Hawkins go back out on top by 10. 37-27. Here comes Hershey back in their offensive zone. Megan Hyatt goes inside to Seaman. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Nikola of St. Cecilia. Morgan Nikola dribbles her back the other way for the Hawkins. Into the offensive zone. Goes to the far sideline to Hamburger. Now to Sandra Farmer. Holds it out here in three-point territory. Sandra Farmer, bounce pass over to Hamburger. Entry pass to Nikola. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Morgan Nikola scores for St. Cecilia. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins have opened up a 12-point lead. 39-27 now with 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Danley Miller with the ball now for Hershey. She dribbles into the forecourt, flips the ball away. Megan Hyatt. Megan out here in three-point territory, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Down to Miller. Her long-range three is up there and down through the hole. Daly Miller scoring there for Hershey. She got 13 in the ball game. Thanks to say, he comes back the other way, and the ball is tipped away from Chanel Farmer out of bounds. Here comes Strop back in. Kitten comes in. Carly Wright comes back in. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Our basketball coverage today brought to you by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. Chanel Farmer inbounds the ball right through the fingertips of Kitten. Scramble is on in three-point territory. Comes into the backcourt. Is picked up there by Sandra Farmer. She hustles back the other way. Throws up a 12-footer. It's up there and in. Sandra Farmer picks up the loose ball, and she knows what to do with the basketball, and that's throw it down the hole. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 11, 41-30. With 3:20 to play here in the third, there's a shot off the baseline. It's going to be no good by Miller. Offensive rebound comes down to Frederick. Back outside to Hyatt. Three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten, and she has the basketball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. And Hershey hit only 8 out of 25 field goals in the first half. Things not much better here in the half number 2. St. Cecilia has opened up a 11-point lead, 41-30, down the right sideline. It's going to be Sandra Farmer. Loses control of the dribble. Picks her back up. Now to Chanel. Chanel, top of the key. Sends it over here to Schropp for three. Shot is up there. Off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hershey. With the board there is going to be Brooke Munson, who's back into the ballgame. Running up to Taylor Baker. Baker gets the rebound, and she gets it away to Daly Miller. Dribbles behind her back. Spins to the top of the key. Sends the ball down in the corner to Baker, who flips the ball back to Miller. Takes a three-pointer from the far sideline. A shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there and in. Brooke Frederick gets the offensive board and puts it up there left-handed. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Back to a 9-point ball game, 41-32. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Schropp drives inside. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Seaman. Seaman takes it out to the far sideline to Miller. Hustles back into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Switches hands now. She works over there against the Chandra Farmer. Farmer chips the ball away. Farmer picks up the ball. Gets it to Chanel Farmer. She brings it back 3-on-1. Nice pass over here to Schropper. Shot no good. Rebound right in the lane, and she'll be fouled to play. So St. Cecilia had a 3-on-1 coming back the other way after Chandra Farmer tips the ball away. They couldn't convert, but it's going to be some free throws coming up here from Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. Right? Has not made a free throw all season long, and she still is not going to have a chance here. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. They say it was evidently before the shot, so Chanel Farmer will play it in from underneath their own basket here. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go. 41-32, St. Cecilia with the lead. Chanel Farmer to Morgan Nikla. They bring it back to Chanel, and they say she was out of bounds. So the Hawkettes turn it away. And Hershey will come back the other direction. Basketball coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. Hershey plays things in. Jenny Young has got the ball. They'll get to the Megan Hyatt as she streaks down the near sideline into the offensive zone. Hyatt behind his screen now throws up a shot. It's good. Megan Hyatt scoring there. That's her second field goal. And Hershey is back within 7 points, 41-34, as they've scored the last 4 points here in the game. Here's Josie Jackson with the ball. Morgan Nicola at the free throw line to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the corner. Jackson tries to save it, but she tips it right back into the hands of Taylor Baker. Baker down to Miller. Picked up there by Chandra Farmer. Into the forecourt on the near sideline as they get it here to a Taylor Baker. Back out to Miller. Miller brings it back to Baker. Back outside here. That's Megan Hyatt with the ball. Megan Hyatt works out here against it. Josie Jackson. Hyatt at the top of the key, dribbling with it. Sends it inside to Jenny Young. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there. It is off the mark. No good by Hyatt. The rebound comes down to Thomas. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Chandra Farmer. Hustles into the forecourt. Farmer to the far sideline to Josie Jackson. Jackson throws up a shot from 12. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Hershey. Jenny Young with the ball has it tipped away in backcourt. Now goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hershey basketball. Basketball coverage brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Tom Dinsdale Automotive featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Cadillac, and Hallmark trailers. 54.6 seconds to play here in quarter number 3. Hastings St. Cecilia. They've got the lead over Hershey, 41-34. Millard West now trailing Lincoln Southeast 47-26. in the semifinals in the third quarter over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Saints are now attacking here in backcourt. Hershey trying to bring the ball up the floor. Finally, they do as they get it to Taylor Mustin, who's into the ball game now for Hershey. As a pass out on top, they get it to Taylor Baker. Now to Mustin here on the near sideline. Now to Baker again. Baker out here in three-point territory. Takes it to the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner right through the fingertips of Hyatt out of bounds. Hershey turns the ball away. And St. Cecilia will come back the other direction with 33.9 seconds to play. Here in this third quarter, St. Cecilia has opened up a seven-point lead over the Hershey Panthers. It all started with an 8-0 run at the end of the second quarter after this game was tied up at 23 points apiece. Josie Jackson with the ball out to Chandra Farmer. St. Cecilia will work for the final shot here. Chanel Farmer has got the ball. Chanel throws it over the far sideline again to Josie Jackson out to Chandra Farmer. Chandra just holds on to the ball out here in three-point territory. Out near the mid-court stripe, Hershey's in a zone defense. Now with 10 seconds, St. Cecilia starts the work. Josie Jackson goes inside to Hamburger, and her shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. Taylor Mustin picking up the personal foul for Hershey. St. Cecilia knew what they wanted to do, and that's to get it in to the person who's had the hot hand today, Claire Hamburger. Hamburger's got 18 points in the basketball game. Her shot was blocked down, but Mustin picks up the foul. Hamburger now back to the line. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger now 2 out of 3 on free throws today. She was 2 out of 4 from the stripe yesterday. Hamburger on fire today for the Hawkettes. She has got 19 points, making 20 as that one goes down through the hole. And St. Cecilia has now got a 9-point lead again at 43-34. Here's Miller with the ball in backcourt, and she just lobs her down the floor and obviously far short of the goal, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books today in girls high school basketball from the state semifinals in Class C2. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead is the Hawkettes 43 and the Panthers 34.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring, so they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia just 8 minutes away from another trip to the state championship ball game here in Class C2. The Hawkettes have the lead, 43-34. St. Cecilia has got the ball first to begin this fourth quarter of play. Jackson has got it. Now to Strop. They get it inside to Nicola. Down the lane. She tries to dump the pass away. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Hershey as the Panthers come back the other way. Miller has got the ball down in the corner to Frederick. Launches up a three. Shot good. Rick Frederick throws up a three ball from the deep left corner, and Hershey all of a sudden is within 6 points. 43-37, 7.5 to play. There's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Miller has got the ball, and she brings it back up here for Hershey. Goes inside to Frederick, and we've got a whistle and a traveling violation. So St. Cecilia turned the ball over here in backcourt. Hershey had a chance there, but then the Panthers are whistled for the traveling violation. Millard West continues to trail Lincoln Southeast in that ball game over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here's Sandra Farmer. She's having problems with the ball again. It's loose. It's picked up by Miller, and then she throws the ball down the floor. It's going to be intercepted by Jackson, who throws the ball right back into the hands of Miller. So a series of about 3 turnovers right there. There's a Megan Hyatt with the ball. Hershey has got it now with 7 minutes to play, 43-37. Miller on the high post now at the free throw line. She's double-teamed, kicks it back out here to Megan Hyatt. Hyatt spinning away, goes to the right side of the floor, down to the baseline to Frederick. Entry pass to get it inside. Seaman shot is up there and in. Maddie Seaman scoring there for Hershey. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hershey is back within 4 points at 43-39. St. Cecilia having problems with some backcourt pressure now. Far sideline Jackson. They get it into the offensive zone to Thomas. Outside to Chandra Farmer to Morgan Nikla. Down in the corner. Hamburger for three. That one is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Seaman to Miller. Long pass down to four. Frederick grabs it. Goes for the hole. The ball tipped away by Chandra Farmer. She saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Hyatt. Her shot is up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Hershey ball. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Going to be Chanel Farmer. Coming out is going to be Josie Jackson. So the freshman checks out. The senior comes in there now with the game on the line. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. During the fourth quarter, Hershey has done a good job getting back into the ball game. 43-39. Hershey has got the ball. There's an off-balance three. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Baker. And a rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer down the near sideline. Chanel brings her back into the offensive zone. Has got the ball. Gives it over there to Chandra Farmer. Chandra dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Now to Morgan Nikla. Nikla on the far sideline. Dribbles inside. Puts up a little 10-footer. Right down through the hole. Morgan Nikla gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. She has now got 13 points in the ball game. 45-39. St. Cecilia now with a six-point lead. 5:49 to play. Here's Miller with the ball. Miller's going to take another three. The shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound Thomas down to Nikla. She throws it down to four. Hamburger wasn't looking for it. Now it's going to be retrieved here by Hershey. And we got a foul called out here near the 10-second line. Hamburger had her back to the ball there. They threw it to her, and it was deflected away at the mid-court stripe here. And then a personal foul is called. And it's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Farmer. That's going to be her third. Hershey will play things in here on the near sideline. Daly Miller will get it down to Hyatt out here in three-point territory. On the wing to Baker. Here's Miller again being hocked out there by Sandra Farmer. Right side, Megan Hyatt. Entry pass comes inside, and another foul is called. 5:27 to play now here in the fourth quarter. Hershey's back within 6 points at 45-39. The foul here will go on the Hawkins. That's going to be number four on them in the ball game. It's going to go on Thomas. That's going to be her first. Hershey will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Miller will get things in. Right underneath the basket. Seaman's shot's no good. Right in front of the hole now. Chanel Farmer falls down with the ball picked up by Miller. Miller's shot from the corner is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. And now Chanel Farmer is down for St. Cecilia. As Chanel Farmer is going to have to come off of the floor. And she's going to check out of the ball game. Remember, she had that broken leg that she suffered at the end of last season. Sat out most of the year, but I think now she's feeling her other ankle. Could be her right ankle now. So Farmer is out of the ball game. That's going to bring Josie Jackson back in there. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play. 45-39 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawkettes. Down the far sideline, Chandra Farmer has got the ball. A bounce pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Morgan Nikla, and the ball is lost out of bounds. St. Cecilia turns it away. So it's going to be Hershey inbounding the ball. 45-39. Hershey got back to within 4 points here in the fourth quarter after St. Cecilia had a double-digit lead. And the lead now for the Hawkettes is 6 points as we approach the five-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Megan Hyatt with the ball inside the free throw circle, picked up there by Olivia Thomas. Down to Miller with the ball, picked up by Chandra Farmer. As Miller drives it to the rack, her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. That one just whistles out from the front of the iron. Would not fall down through the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. The foul goes on Thomas. That's going to be her second. Hershey has been able to exploit some mismatches as Miller is at 5'10". Being guarded by a much smaller Sandra Farmer on the perimeter. The shot from the free throw line by Miller is going to be no good. Sandra Farmer is only at 5'3", and she's been guarding the 5'10" Miller most of the ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So Danley Miller hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's now a 45-40 ball game. The Hawkins have the lead here in the state semifinals in Class C2. Josie Jackson with the ball. Josie Jackson throws the ball away. She took it to the far sideline and threw the basketball away right into the St. Cecilia bench. Another turnover on the Hawkettes. Chanel Farmer still being attended to on the far sideline. We got a timeout. A timeout, 4:43 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break. Saints to say a 45, Hershey 40.
Now's the time to come into Godfather's Pizza in Hastings for the Super Specialty Feast. During this limited time offer, customers can get a medium super specialty pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and our new streusel monkey bread, all for only $21.99. What a deal. Let Godfather's Pizza do the cooking for you. Located at 14th and Burlington in Hastings, or call ahead at 461-0386 and we'll have your order waiting. Godfather's Pizza, a pizza you can't refuse.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome back to Pershing Auditorium in the final minutes of the Class C2 state semifinals here today. Hershey has got the ball. They're trailing by 5 points in the ballgame, 45-40. Here's a Frederick with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Comes out here to Megan Hyatt. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Baker with the ball. Dribbles inside, puts up a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Hershey tried to save it. They couldn't get there. 45-40 is the score. St. Cecilia led at halftime by 8 points, 31-23, after going on an 8-0 run in the last couple of minutes of the ball game. There's a Chandra Farmer with the ball. Dribbles down the lane, having problems with the dribble. The scramble is on. Olivia Thomas grabs it, and the jump ball is going to be called. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's number 9 in the ball game for the Hawkettes. We're down to 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Now St. Cecilia will attack here in backcourt as a Hershey has got the ball. There's a Megan Hyatt on the dribble, and now a palming violation, an enforced turnover here in backcourt on Hershey. That's going to be turnover number 9 on the Panthers in the ball game. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game. That's good news. As Farmer checks in now for St. Cecilia, she went down a couple of minutes ago with a twisted ankle. Chanel Farmer has got the ball in the wing now on the right side. Chanel Farmer dribbles down the lane, bounce pass down to Chanel. Chanel Farmer brings her out here in the 3-point territory. Double team down to Hamburger. Goes over to Nicola on the wing. Long pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Thomas. Ball is going to be intercepted here by Hershey. Bringing it back the other way is going to be Miller down the far sideline. And now Nicola tips the ball away. Miller's got the ball in the seat of her pants. She deflects the ball. And now a timeout is called. Timeout is called by Hershey as Miller's pass was deflected. And Miller is down in the seat of her pants, grabs the ball, and immediately they call a timeout from the bench to save the possession. Wow. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 45, Hershey 40.
Enjoy new carpet in your home at great savings. One room of the whole house. Basic carpet installation is back at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Shop our showrooms in Hastings and Kearney through March 1st. Select carpet for one room or the whole house and receive basic carpet installation for just $99. And with Carpet One's exclusive beautiful guarantee, we'll guarantee you'll love your new carpet or we'll replace it free. Beautiful, made affordable. Only at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Downtown Hastings and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia has got 7 turnovers in 3 minutes and 16 seconds of the fourth quarter. It's now 45-40. And there's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted there by St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. And John Kyle, he calls the timeout because Morgan Nicola down on her knees grabbing that ball. So Hershey turns the ball away. And now St. Cecilia calls the timeout to save the possession. 3:29 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 45, Hershey 40.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back. Saints of City with the ball down the right sideline. Chandra Farmer, she loses control of the ball, and it's going to be picked up here by Hershey. 10 turnovers on Saints of City in the fourth quarter. It's 45-40. Saints of City now with a 5-point lead. There's a long-range jumper outside, a three-pointer put up there. It's got rims off, no good by Taylor Baker. Rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. She gets it away to Clara Hamburger. Here come the Hawkins. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Saints of City with a 5-point lead. Nicola's got the ball now to Chanel Farmer. Chanel comes out here to Chandra out in three-point territory, being hacked by Frederick. Frederick right on her face, and now a foul is going to be called. Rick Frederick picks up the personal foul. Saints of City with 10 turnovers in the fourth quarter after they had just three in the first three quarters. Saints of City with 12 altogether. They've got a bunch of them right here, actually 13 turnovers altogether. Here comes Chanel Farmer dribbling inside. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Foul is going to go here on Hershey. Non-shooting situation, so Saints of City will play things in. Maddie Seaman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. So Saints of City with 10 turnovers here in quarter number four. They've left the door open for Hershey. Here's Chanel Farmer. She drives the ball to the goal, runs into Seaman. The ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Hershey. Another turnover on Saints of City here in the fourth quarter. Running back the other way is Hyatt. She dribbles the ball down the lane, falls down with the ball out of bounds. So as many turnovers as we have seen from Saints of City, Hershey having a problem himself down here at the offensive end. Saints of City has left the door open here, and Hershey's still down by 5 points. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. There's a Chandra Farmer with the ball down the right sideline. Farmer gets it out here to Hamburger, who's had the hot hand today. Out to a Chandra Farmer in 3-point territory, picked up by Frederick. Farmer goes over to the wing on the right side to Nicola, inside to Hamburger, down to the baseline to Olivia Thomas. Holds the ball. Rainbow pass comes out here to Chanel Farmer, dribbles the ball into the top of the arc, flips it away to Chandra Farmer behind his screen. Chandra moves it over on the wing on the right side down to Morgan Nicola. To Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia running some clock. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the basketball game. The Hawkins with a 5-point lead. Chanel Farmer with the ball gets away, dribbles into the lane, gets down to Olivia Thomas on the baseline. Thomas holds it now to Sandra Farmer, and the foul is called. It's going to go there on Frederick. Brooke Frederick picks up the personal foul, and she fouls out with a minute and 47 seconds to play in the basketball game. She fouls out. She'll leave with 5 points. So it's still a non-shooting situation. Saints to say will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're down to a minute and 47 seconds to play. The winner of this ball game will play for the Class C2 state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against the winner of the next game coming up between Crofton and Homer. Crofton, the number one seed in Class C2, the number one ranked team in Class C2. Coming into the ball game is going to be Jenny Young. Saints to say will inbound the ball. That's going to be the 16th foul on the Panthers. So the next foul will send Saints to say to the free throw line for the 1-1. Thomas has got it. Now to Chanel Farmer. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Chanel Farmer goes over to Morgan Nicola. Nicola now to Thomas. Thomas holds the ball in 3-point territory. Now dribbles with it. Bounce pass goes over to Hamburger, and she's going to be fouled in a play by Jenny Young. That's going to send Saints to say to the line. The Hawkins, very good from the line yesterday as they hit 15 out of 20 from the stripe yesterday. Majority of those in the fourth quarter as they put away Sutton, winning by 16 points at 50-34. A minute and 32 seconds to play here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead over Hershey. And a shot from the line by Claire Hamburger is up there and in. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Claire Hamburger with 21 points in the ballgame for St. Cecilia after she scored just 6 yesterday in that win over Sutton. Next shot is up there and in. That's now a 47-40 ballgame. The Hawkins with a 7-point lead down the near sideline as Megan Hyatt dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Hyatt bounce pass inside, can be intercepted by Seaman. Intercepted from Seaman is picked up here by Thomas. Thomas gets the ball now to Chanel Farmer. Off to Hamburger, now to Chandra Farmer in the far sideline. She's going to be fouled in the play by Jenny Young. Third one on Young. That's going to send Chandra Farmer to the free throw line now with a minute and 15 seconds to play. Hershey with 14 turnovers in the ball game. St. Cecilia has got 13 in the contest. And now Chandra Farmer goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. Good. St. Cecilia knocking down the free throws here in the fourth quarter. Chandra Farmer was 8 out of 9 from the free throw line yesterday. And now John Kyle wants to call another timeout. Minute and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a break with the score. St. Cecilia 48, Hershey 40.
When you hear the word tree, what do you think about? Most people think about nature and appreciate the beauty that trees bring to our landscape. Trees are beautiful, and they can save you money by reducing energy costs up to 40%. The Central Platte NRD sells over 30 varieties of tree and shrub seedlings. The cost is minimal, only 70 cents per seedling, but the benefits are many. Beauty, shade, energy savings. What more could you ask for? Order your conservation seedlings today, 308-385-6282, or visit cpnrd.org. The phone number again, 308-385-6282.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Sandra Farmer at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. So Sandra Farmer knocked down a couple of free throws here late in the ball game. St. Cecilia has now got a 9-point lead. It is 49-40. Here comes Hershey back in their offensive zone. Megan Hyatt has got the ball. Now to Miller. Miller trying to dribble with it, and she runs into Chandra Farmer, and Farmer picks up the personal foul. First foul on Farmer. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Hawkeyes, so no free throws here. Hershey will play things in from the near sideline. Megan Hyatt will inbound the ball. Megan Hyatt looking. Chanel Farmer will guard her. She gets it into a Miller. Now she's double-teamed out here at the midcourt stripe. Miller gets away on the dribble. Takes it down the far sideline. Jump pass comes back out on top to Jenny Young. Comes across the top to Megan Hyatt. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Dumps it off to Seaman. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Morgan Nicola. Good play defensively by Morgan. 51 seconds to play now. Here in the fourth quarter, 49-40 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Miller inbounds the ball right underneath the basket. A shot by Hyatt is no good, and the rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas, who gets it away to Chanel Farmer. Now the ball is stripped away in backcourt. Here's Hyatt. Her shot for the baseline. Good. Hyatt takes the ball away from Chanel Farmer and scores on the baseline, 49-42. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger down to Sandra Farmer, and she's going to be fouled in backcourt by Miller. Daly Miller picks up the personal foul for Hershey. That's going to be her first. St. Cecilia now with 14 turnovers in the ball game. A majority of those have occurred here in the fourth quarter of play. But they're surviving as Sandra Farmer goes back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is going to be good. Farmer now 3 out of 3 from the line today. She is now 11 out of 12 from the free throw line for the state tournament. And she'll have another one right here. Puts it up there, and the shot is good. So the freshman comes through in a pinch there for the Hawkeyes, and now it's a 9-point lead, 51-42. A pass down the far sideline is going to be intercepted. It was overthrown to a Taylor Baker. It's brought down here by Nicola. And now it's going to be safe to say going back to the free throw line. That's the 15th turnover on Hershey in the ballgame. 51-42 is the score. Morgan Nicola goes to the free throw line for the Hawkeyes. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. 1 out of 2 from the line. That's the 10th team foul on Hershey, so this will be a two-shot foul. Nicola to the line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Morgan has got 13 points in the ball game after scoring 5 yesterday. And now we've got a timeout called. 26.3 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 51, Hershey 42.
Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring. So they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sal Southeast has won over in Class A today as they beat Millard's West by the score of 67-48. So Lincoln Southeast will move on into the Class A state championship ball game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Sports Center. They'll play either Bellevue West or Omaha Central for the championship. A reminder, we'll have all six state championship games for you tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. As St. Cecilia hangs on to this game, we'll also have the state championship game here in Class C2 tomorrow morning on the Breeze beginning at 8:45. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Morgan Nicholas. St. Cecilia now with a 10-point lead, 52-42. There's a Miller coming back with the ball, double team to the midcourt stripe, gets away, launches up an off-balance three, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline, and St. Cecilia will bring her back one more time. So the Hawkettes won the state championship back in 2011. They missed the state tournament a year ago. Back in the state tourney here for the 2012-2013 season, and St. Cecilia will go for another state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against either Crofton or Homer. We saw Crofton yesterday. They are very, very good. St. Cecilia will have their hands full tomorrow in the state championship game. The Hawkettes come back with the ball, and they're going to turn it over again. What else is new for the fourth quarter? Down the other way is going to be Megan Hyatt as he dribbles into the forward court, gets it out here. A long three is put up there, no good by Taylor Baker. That is the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia gets out of here with a win. It wasn't easy today, and it wasn't pretty, especially in the second half and more importantly in the fourth quarter of play. But the Hawkettes getting some free throws down the stretch from Chandra Farmer and Morgan Nicola. And the Hawkettes survive here today as they knock off the Hershey Panthers by 10 points in the Class C2 state championship ball game by a score of 52-42. St. Cecilia will play for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against either Crofton or Homer. That ball game is coming up next here at Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it today over Hershey by a score of 52-42. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue on the Breeze.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specifications. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. So the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia will play for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against either Crofton or Homer after putting away Hershey here today in the state semifinals in Class C2. The final score, 52-42. It was a seesaw battle throughout much of the first half of play. Then maybe the turning point of the ball game. St. Cecilia goes on an 8-0 run to end the second quarter. After the game was tied up at 23 points apiece, St. Cecilia took a 31-23 lead into the locker room at halftime. The Hawkins then score the first basket of the second half and another basket in the second half of play to go out on top by a score of 35-23. So they went on a 12-0 run there on a little period from the second quarter on into the early stages of the third quarter of play to get out on top by a 12 points in the ball game. It was Hershey cutting the lead down to 4 points in the fourth quarter of play. And St. Cecilia, for some reason, had all kinds of problems all of a sudden handling the Hershey pressure in the fourth quarter. It was 43-39 at that point, but St. Cecilia hitting some big buckets, and they got some free throws down the stretch from Chandra Farmer and Morgan Nicola, and they survived here today by the score of 52-42 over the Hershey Panthers. Only five girls scored today for St. Cecilia, and it's a good thing. Claire Hamburger come up with a big, big ball game today. She scores 22 points in the ball game today for Racing St. Cecilia. She had 12 points in the first half, 10 more in the second half. She hits 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Claire Hamburger comes up maybe with a game of the season for her, for the Hawkettes, as she scores 22 points to lead the Hawkettes to the win here today. Other scorers, Morgan Nicholas, she had 14 points in the game. She was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer, she ends up with 9 points today. She had a 3 and a 2 and had four crucial free throws there in the fourth quarter. We had Chanel Farmer scoring 5 points today. Olivia Thomas had 2. St. Cecilia was 11 out of 15 from the free throw line in this ball game here today. The Hershey Panthers, they were led by Danley Miller. She comes up with 14 points in the ball game. Maddie Seaman, she had 12. Megan Hyatt had 6 points. Brooke Frederick had 5, 3 for Taylor Baker, and 2 for Brooke Munson. The Panthers 7 out of 9 from the free throw line in the ball game here today. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over the Hershey Panthers by a score of 52-42. We'll get a final word when we come back on The Breeze, KOIQFM.com.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Hawkettes!
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Hershey in the state semifinals, winning by a score of 52-42. And the other game going on, the first one is complete over at the Bob Fanny Sports Center, as Millard West today loses to Lincoln Southeast by the score of 67-48. So Lincoln Southeast will play for another state championship in girls basketball to take on either Bellevue West or Omaha Central tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Sports Center. Coming up next, we've got Crofton and Homer here at the Pershing Center. And over at the Sports Center, you've got Bellevue West taking on Omaha Central. Later on today in Class C1, we've got Connie Catholic going as they look to gain a berth in the state semifinals in Class C1. They'll take on Wahoo today at 2 o'clock. We will have that game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with a pregame show at about 1:50 this afternoon. So tomorrow, we will have all six state championship ball games on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN We'll also have the St. Cecilia game for you right here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, 8:45 for the pregame show tomorrow. We'll have the tip-off from the Sports Center at 9 o'clock on Championship Saturday. Should be an interesting day. Crofton and Homer meeting this second ball game. Everybody's got to Crofton pick to win the Class C2 state championship. We saw them yesterday. A very good basketball team. We'll see if they can survive here in this late morning session against Homer. Now set up a whale of a state championship ball game tomorrow with a Class C2 championship at 9 o'clock. So that'll wrap things up from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Thanks to all the sponsors today for Hawkhead basketball and also Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8:45 here on the Breeze. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Hershey by a score of 52-42. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.